This is the Composer's Datebook for April 7th. I'm John Burge. From 1951 until the time of his death in 1976, the Texas-born conductor Victor Alessandro led the San Antonio Symphony. Alessandro was a fine conductor and had a very clever system for attracting talented players to San Antonio. He kept his eyes open for key players about to retire from the top American orchestras and sent them tempting brochures describing San Antonio's palm trees, old Spanish houses, and mild winters. Many accepted his invitations, settled in San Antonio, and served as mentors for the symphony's younger players. In 1966, for example, John Corigliano Sr., facing mandatory retirement as concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic, took up the same position with the San Antonio Symphony. And so it came about that on today's date in 1968, John Corigliano Sr., then age 67, served as the concertmaster for the world premiere performance of a new piano concerto written by his son, composer John Corigliano Jr., then age 30. The premier performers, pianist Hilda Sommer and the San Antonio Symphony, under Alessandro, recorded the new work for Mercury Records. Although well-received at the time, Corigliano's concerto was rather neglected for many years thereafter, but more recently has been receiving new performances and recordings. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.